from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Jeff Whittington, and our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Starting off today, Isaac in Plano wants to know how to get rid of squirrels in a pecan tree or how to keep them out. Cherry has a 1940s O'Keefe and Merritt stove that needs to be refurbished, looking for a lead on that. And Jenny in Burleson wants to know how to get a prior sales price for a home in Tarrant County. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We'll get started in a couple of minutes. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 21st of September. Fall starts tomorrow, I think. So get your last question and answer session in for the summer of 2018 by calling us at 800-933-5372. You can email us, of course, anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Isaac in Plano emailed us anything at kera.org and asks, what can I use to get or to keep the squirrels out of a pecan tree? He says, I've tried toy owls with swiveling heads, Ritter critter repellents. I've tried trapping. I only have the one tree and the squirrels take every single pecan. They leave me with nothing. Anybody know what to do to keep those squirrels out of the pecan tree? Call us, 800-933-5372. We got an email from Cherry who says, I own a mid-1940s O'Keefe and Merritt stove that I love to cook on. The chrome griddle, Cherry writes, is losing its luster, and the oven insulation is worn out. Do any of your listeners know of a reputable refurbisher in our area, someone who works on old stoves? I think we've had this question before, if memory serves. Can't remember the answer we got. That's why we do the show every week. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. I got an email from Jenny in Burleson who asks, does anyone know how and where I can get a prior sales price for a home in Tarrant County? So, like, what did the house sell for a couple of times ago, I guess, or maybe before it was listed now, right? If you have an answer for Jenny, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's start on the phones today with Austin in Carrollton. Hello, Austin.
Hey.
Yes.
Jeff, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm curious. I noticed recently that a lot of hosts of NPR shows have, at the end of a segment or something, been prompting listeners to ask for NPR on their smart speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And a little tongue-in-cheek, I guess, I thought maybe there was like a big smart speaker lobby group or something that might have been, asking NPR to do this. But I was curious if you or anybody knows what was kind of the prompt to start asking listeners to do that.
Well, I can tell you this. We know that public radio listeners are purchasing and installing smart speakers at a very rapid rate. Research in the last couple of years has shown us that. And then I can tell you that what little I know about this segment and this platform is that you have to say it a certain way. You have to ask to hear either KERA or NPR or whatever it is you want to listen to in a certain way on your device to get the thing. So, you know, to get that stream. So I think what they're doing is they're letting that rapidly growing segment of smart speaker owners who are also public radio listeners, they're letting them know, A, that, hey, you can get the stream on your smart speaker, and they're also letting them know exactly how to call it up with the right, you know, string of words. That's my answer. If somebody's out there, you know, in the segment or in the smart speaker sector, rather, and wants to give us a call and let us know a little bit more about it, then we'll get you some more information.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
I had a smart answer to it.
Well, you bet. We try to give you smart answers at least. 800-933-5372. I should say I try to give you smart answers when I occasionally attempt my hand at one. They're all smart when you call in, and let's get a smart answer from Nancy in Plano. Hey, Nancy.
Hi. I wanted to tell you I've had problems with squirrels and trees in the past,
mm-hmm.
and the only way I found to get rid of them was to tear up the nest, which it can be very high up. My trees were very big, and we had to use one of those long poles that cut the limbs, you know?
Uh-huh. Right.
My tree guy did it for me, tore up the nest with the limb cutter thing, and one time... We had to do it twice. One time we actually, I think, killed a baby squirrel or fell out of the nest. But that was the only thing to stop them.
Right. They are relentless. And you know what? They're at it all day long. Well, while you're doing your chores or going to work, those squirrels, they have nothing else to do, right?
There were so many squirrels in our neighborhood that they used to have these fights where they would run around the neighborhood. They were a danger to children. Children thought it was funny, and they were very dangerous. And when we lived in Georgia, in a place where there were a lot of squirrels, the owner of the property said, once they get to be more than one nest in a tree or one family in a tree, then they start looking for other places to nest. Like in the furnace stacks and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Nancy.
Okay, bye.
Lots of answers on this. Let's get another one from Dan in Haltom City. Hey, Dan.
Hey, thank you. I have another answer that I think I heard on this show a year or two ago.
Awesome.
That is to put water out for the squirrels and... they are more attracted to the water. Now, I don't have any nests in my tree, mm-hmm. but I do have a nice bird bath in front of the window where I telework from. So there's that added benefit.
And it keeps them from eating the pecans?
Yeah, well, someone said, and I think this was on your show, it might have been on a gardening show, they said the squirrels go after the not-yet-ripe pecans
right.
for the water.
Huh. Okay.
Since I've got a water trough here, I've got a bird bath in front of my window, I have not had any squirrels taking my pecans. Now, this weird weather we've got, not only do I have pecans on the trees, but now I've got blossoms. I'm not sure if that's going to hurt my pecan harvest or not, but I watered enough that I've got pecans and blossoms because of this weather.
Well, thanks for the call, Dan.
Can I add a corollary, to the speakerphone thing?
Yeah,
smart speaker.
Sure.
I wonder if one of our readers or one of the listeners can tell me where there's reviews of how invasive smartphone applications or smart speaker applications are, because I know they say all of the manufacturers say it only listens for that phrase.
Right,
it
the command,
when
right?
You say, hey, Piss Ghibli, tell me about, okay?
But you want to say Alexa on the radio and wake up everybody's smart speaker?
I'm not going to say Alexa on the radio because I'm afraid afraid that the black helicopters would come and get me.
Well, we'll see if somebody leads you, can point you in a direction on that.
We'd like to know if someone knows a good site for that. And thank you for your show. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Dan. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Maggie did. It says, people used to buy the large used metal printing press plates and nail them around the trunk 4 to 5 feet up to prevent nut predators. And now you can buy, quote, tree baffles or make barriers to squirrels with sheets of tin. Here is one set of directions, and I will retweet this that Maggie has linked to. I guess that only works if your pecan tree or your fruit tree or trees are not close enough to other tree branches that the squirrels can, you know, jump from tree to tree. But there's the instructions if you want to check them out. Speaking of trees, Carol in Dallas says we have a 70-year-old red oak in our yard that likely needs to come down in the next year. Its trunk is huge, wide, and straight, probably 48 inches in diameter at the base and 30 inches in diameter, about 10 feet from the ground. The trunk would make beautiful, wide plank oak boards or tabletop for someone. Are there any wood mills in the area who might buy the trunk, or a tree service that charges less because they can resell the trunk to a woodcrafter or a mill? Anybody know anything about that? And Martha wants to know, is there any source of notices of when people die other than the Dallas Morning News, I guess your locally obituaries? Martha says, in LaRue, Texas, I no longer live in Dallas, but I do subscribe to the online edition of the news and regularly read the obit notices to see if friends or old neighbors have passed on. She says there have been several instances recently when friends or people I went to church with died and there was no notice in the paper. So does anybody know if there's any other way to find out when an old friend or colleague or acquaintance dies? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Dustin in Dallas. Okay. Hello, Dustin.
Hi there.
Hey.
So if you want to find out the previous, what your property previously sold for, if it's sold a couple of times or whatever it is, if you have a real estate agent, your realtor can always go on to their MLS system, and you can find the previous address and how many times it's sold and what it sold for. It can go back to several years. So that would be the easiest way to find out what the property value sold for previously.
Great. Thanks for calling.
You got it.
Let's get one more on the squirrels issue from James. Hey, James.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
The lady that was talking about the collar around the tree, the
yeah.
collars, that's what I was going to say. But for the gentleman or lady that wanted the tree cut down, the red oak,
right.
there is a sawmill in Sanger, Texas. It's 1 mile west of I-35, and they do all kinds of woodwork, and I don't have the number, but somebody could find it. It's a sawmill in Sanger, Texas. They actually do the cut the wood and do all that kind of stuff.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Elizabeth in Fort Worth says, I'm looking for a positive trainer near Fort Worth who has experience helping people learn to communicate with their dogs who have hearing loss. Anybody know of a positive trainer that can help with a dog that's lost its hearing? And we got an answer from Mark Hairston at UTD Space Science Center about the question last week on the National Solar Observatory in New Mexico that had been closed down abruptly. And if anyone knew if it was related to some discovery, there were, Mark says, and I remember seeing these all over, a bunch of conspiracy theories and et cetera, et cetera. Well, Mark says, this week we found out that there was a very terrestrial explanation, and I saw this news article in the Washington Post as well that he linked to here, there was a janitor, apparently, allegedly, who working at night had been using the observatory's Wi-Fi to trade child pornography. It's a solar observatory, Mark says, so it's only operational during the daytime. The FBI was investigating, and the staff had found the janitor's hidden laptop after it was confiscated, but before the janitor knew he'd been caught, he became agitated, etc. And there were only about a dozen staff members there, and the director took this talk, and this agitation is a threat, apparently, and shut down the facility until the FBI finished the investigation. So Mark says the observatory reopened last Monday. Their work is back to normal. This employee has been fired, and the conspiracy was not a conspiracy. So Mark, thanks so much for clearing that up. Really appreciate it. If you have a question, this is the place for you. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter, which is what Rebecca did, who says, it's so nice to listen to a show where the biggest issue is squirrels stealing pecans. Good break, she says, from the news cycle. Rebecca, thanks for that tweet. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can call us with your questions and or answers this hour, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Eduardo writes via email from Fort Worth on the previous pricing of homes. If you look the property up on Zillow or Trulia, it should show, he says, what the property sold for. So there's an answer on that. We got a question from Joan who says, I have a large Pendleton blanket that I'd like to frame, but I've been unable to locate a frame shop that can accommodate the size. The blanket is 64 by 80 inches and will need a light protective glass or plexiglass. Does anyone have any suggestions for getting a large Pendleton blanket, 64 by 80 inches, framed? 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Dan in Granbury. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
I have a question. Frequently driving down the highway, we see signs that say guardrail damage ahead. I understand that that's probably important, but nobody often has a choice of where they have another accident. And I just wonder, is that just a liability thing on the highway department's part, or is there some other valid reason why they announce guardrail damage when it's not in the roadway?
Are they just hoping, maybe they're hoping you'll just be extra careful up ahead? Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay. Right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to B in Dallas. Hello, B.
Hi. Love your show.
Thank you.
I need information, whether it's the health department or somewhere else, to call or write or email. There is a home in my neighborhood that recently sold at auction because they hadn't paid the taxes for years. But this home did not have any water or electricity for the last 10 years, and apparently they were cooking methamphetamine in there. My concern is that somebody is going to redo that house without clearing it, and I want to know if there's somewhere that has somewhere you can call and say, hey, you need to check this house out to make sure it's not contaminated.
All right, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Brian tweeted and asks, is there a reasonable recycling, not repurposing, he says, solution for old toothbrushes? He says, always feel bad just throwing them in the trash. Not repurposing. So all of us who use them for cleaning or for shoe cleaning or something like that, he's just wondering about a reasonable recycling solution. And Skate for Greatness on the Twitter says, on the smart speaker question, you do have to say the commented word of the smart speaker and the specific phrase to get it to work. If you have an Alexa, sometimes Skate says you need to install a skill to make it work, as I understand it, she writes. You can do this through the app or the site, Skate for Greatness says, I am assuming. So retweeted that. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. You can email us anything at kera.org. That's what David did. He says, I'm looking for a glass bowl or pan that is safe to use on the stovetop. David says, most Pyrex and Corningware bowls and pans are oven safe, but not stovetop safe. Anybody know where to find a glass bowl or pan that's stovetop safe? You'd want to be really specific about that. Let's see, Dixon and Allen emailed us and asks, why can't political parties just pay people to vote? It's simple. You present evidence of voting and you get paid. Is there anything in the law that prevents this? Well, we'll leave that to the smart audience out there. Speaking of voting, there is an election coming up, and I looked this up special. There is a deadline for you to get registered to vote for this election, and it's October the 9th. So we're just a couple of weeks away from the deadline. And October 9th, this is according to votetexas.gov, which is the website of the Texas Secretary of State. And you must register. In other words, your application must be received in the voter registrar's office or postmarked at least 30 days before an election to be eligible to vote in that election. For this fall's election on November 6th, you got to be registered by October 9, 2018. And speaking of the election, there's going to be the first senatorial debate between Senator Ted Cruz and challenger Beto O'Rourke. That's going to take place tonight at SMU, and we're really excited to be able to bring you that debate through our partners at NBC5 and the Dallas Morning News, who are producing it. You can watch the debate live on KERANews.org at 6 o'clock this evening. 6 to 7 p.m. is when the debate's running. You can listen to it on KERA 90.1, also live from 6 to 7 p.m., and then we're going to air it on KERA television tonight at 10 p.m., and again Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. I've tweeted these times out, retweeted KERA News, actually, which put this out a few hours ago. So, yeah, the first of a few scheduled debates between Senator Ted Cruz and Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who's vying for challenging Cruz for that Texas Senate seat, not Texas Senate, but the U.S. Senate seat representing Texas, takes place tonight. So check it out on KERA. And actually just got a question from Kelly via Twitter asking if the Cruz-O'Rourke debate will be televised. So it sure will be. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Up next is Jillian in Lewisville. Is it Jillian or Gillian?
Gillian,
sorry about that.
I just wanted to know if anyone out there would know where you can find a flatbread. I think it's Polish. It's called Lefsa, L-E-F-S-A. And I think I asked that question before, but I never got an answer.
You're looking for Lefsa.
Really, Lefsa.
Yep. Okay. Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you, Gillian.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. That's what Gordon did, and he says, when you say Alexa on the air, my Alexa pauses to hear your command. Sorry about that, Gordon. Had a feeling that that might happen. And Stephen says, I do know that I use many old toothbrushes in amateur woodworking and refinishing and garage projects in general, but then Stephen says, I can't really throw anything away. I'm right there with you, Stephen. You can tell us, well, you know, why not? Tell us how you reuse your old toothbrushes. But if you know a recycling solution for them that's not repurposing, let us know as well. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Leslie in Garland. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Great, great. I love your show. I just wanted to say I had an answer somewhere. Somebody's already given it, but looking at Zillow for a previous, you know, property listing price would be great. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. Just
very
it.
Good. Thanks for calling. Nice to get confirmation. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Brandon calling from Dallas. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I have an answer. I have an answer for the question about the road signs for guardrails.
Yeah.
So it is definitely for a liability thing, but there's an even simpler reason for them, and it's for the road crews to know where they need to go to fix the broken guardrail.
Oh, so it's really has a practical purpose that and a dual purpose. They see somebody's inspecting it.
Marker.
Yeah, whoever's inspecting the guardrails sees it, backs up or goes around and puts a sign down, and then the crew can come along and...
And then the crew
eventually
come along and replace everything. You're right.
They come along eventually, maybe not, maybe not right away.
Right, not right away for sure. But
great.
Eventually they come along and they fix it up, and then they take the sign with them.
Thanks for calling, Brandon.
Have a great day.
You too. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Craig in Dallas. Hello, Craig.
Hey, Jeff. He just answered the question I was going to answer with the guardrail. It's for fixing, but I also have an answer for the O'Keefe and Merritt. The best place is antiqueappliance.com.
Okay. antiqueappliance.com.
And then for the frame for the quilt that he wants, the problem he's going to have is the physical size. Glass can only come in certain sizes before you start getting really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And even plexiglass starts getting problems, but he's probably going to have to find an individual carpenter or a handyman or somebody who'll do that as a side project. And it might even have to have four pieces of glass or four pieces of plexiglass in there in order to accommodate.
That's big. It's really big. It's like the size of a queen size bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for the stovetop glass cookware, Owens Corning made some, I believe, in the 80s and early 90s, and the best place to find those is usually like Goodwill.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling, Craig.
Uh-huh.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. On the Twitter, Denise tweeted me at Jeff Whittington and says, Pyrex makes glass stovetop cookware, and you can buy it on Amazon. Philip tweeted and says, I have a bird question. I live in Irving. There's a bird that sits in my neighbor's tree, which is near my bedroom window. This bird chirps late into the night. I've heard it as late as 2 a.m., does anyone know what birds chirp at night in this area? We have had a question like this before, and I think the answer was that very well may be a mockingbird staking out its territory, perhaps. They do like to sing into the night, but we'll take any answer on that as well. Got an email from Ricardo who says, this is for Gillian, the wooden spoon in Plano sells lefse that's homemade by the owner. So check out the wooden spoon in Plano for lefse. And Wendy says, for framing the blanket, you might try 24 FPS in Dallas on Hickory Street. 24 FPS frames per second is a frame shop. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. And let's talk next to Donna in Irving. Hello, Donna.
Hi, I was answering the glass stovetop cookware question as well.
Okay.
What I learned about that is the reason that it was stopped being made was because people were using it to make mess and to make crack on the stovetop because it was glass and they could see it. So they stopped making it for a while, but I also stuff that I had seen, there's a Corning, and it was made by Corning. The name of the dishware was Visions. And I believe I saw pieces of it at the Corning Outlet Store in Grapevine Mills Mall.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
So you're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. Got an email from Diane who says, Corningware Visions cookware can be used in the oven and on the stovetop. I'm assuming it's transparent or glass. Quite heavy, though, Diane says. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got, Jimmy says lefse is Norwegian. And he says, this is via Twitter. He says, basically potato-based and thinner tortillas, he writes. Delicious with butter and brown sugar. But Jimmy says it's Norwegian. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Harvey in Dallas. Hello, Harvey. Harvey, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Is it all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I've got three old Bodark trees. I don't know how to spell that. It's a fairly common tree in North Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They're each over 40 years old. Two of them have gone downhill in just the last 3 months, and one of those two in the last 6 weeks has lost all of its leaves, and it looks like it's dying. What could be the cause, and what can they do about it?
All right. Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
You bet.
Bye.
And let's see. While we're talking about trees, let's talk to Scott in Dallas. Hey, Scott.
Hey, yeah, JD's Tree Service, they're in Oak Cliff, does that tree removal, and he takes those trunks, mills them down, makes bar tops, tabletops, all kinds of really neat things with the wood. He cures them for like a couple of years, and it's a really neat
Great.
Setup.
JD's Tree Service in Oak Cliff.
Yep.
Thanks, Scott.
Sure.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Someone reminds us that to register or to update information to vote, you can go to the library, or at least the Dallas Public Library or the Duncanville Public Library, and they have voter registration cards to fill out, and they will send it for you through their mail once you're finished filling it out. So you can register at the library. Let's see. Julia says, I just drove by Fair Park, and there's a big white Ferris wheel. It looks like it's on the fairgrounds, Julia says. If it is, why is there another Ferris wheel? Why is there not another Ferris wheel? Or why is there one near the park? Well, that's the Texas Star Ferris wheel that's a part of the fairgrounds. So Kuiper says, to avoid the guilt of throwing out plastic toothbrushes, buy biodegradable toothbrushes instead, and says, I use bamboo myself. And Texas Pop Culture on Twitter wants to know, is there any way to get a physical or digital copy of an episode of the old WFAA show Peppermint Place with Mr. Peppermint? 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, and that's where we find Chris calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Chris.
Hello. I just wanted to confirm that mockingbirds sing at night, and I'm not sure if it's because of streetlights, you know, confusing them at all, but I would lie in bed and listen to them sing. You know, I think of at 2 in the morning, one particular mockingbird, it sang through about 23 different calls before it cycled through its rotation.
Great. Well, Chris, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
It is anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. You can call us, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me your questions and answers at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Don't go anywhere, though. We'll be back with more of your questions and answers after a short break. It is anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. If you ask a question and you don't get to stay tuned and listen for the answer, believe me, I wish that we could follow up with each and every one of you when we do get an answer and let you know what it was. But we can't because we get so many questions, so many answers, and you just have to listen. But you can always go back and listen to the podcast. We publish a podcast of the exact show as it happened live every single week. You can find it at kera.org/anything, or you can subscribe to the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know podcast. Wherever you can do it there on the Anything page, or you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast app on your smartphone or Stitcher or wherever. It's out there. So we'd love to see you. We'd love to see you show up as a subscriber, and then you'd be able to hear your answer, perhaps, if we get one. I guess you just got to be comfortable with ambiguity as well, because you never know. But here's an answer. Greg emailed us, anything@kera.org. And says, for the framed blanket, I work for a company in Arlington called Displays Fine Arts Service. And Greg says, we can absolutely frame that for her. So our listener who has the Pendleton blanket that she wants framed, get in touch with Greg over at Displays Fine Arts Service. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. And let's go next on the phone to Susan in Dallas. Hello, Susan.
Well, hello. This is Susan, you just said. And I'm just so tickled pink to answer the question of the bird that chirps at night.
Great.
This has driven me nuts for about 3 years. I live in East Dallas, and it took quite a bit of searching, and I finally found the answer. It's the Rio Grande chirping frog. And I never would have believed it was a frog until I heard the sound bite on it's available. Texas Parks and Wildlife produces a CD that's got all the sounds of Texas frogs and toads. And there it is, the Rio Grande chirping frog. And they're being brought here for a couple of reasons. One, accidentally on plants, ornamental plants that you buy. And the other thing is that these frogs don't go through the tadpole stage in a pond, as you would expect. In fact, they lay eggs on the tree where they're living, and the tadpole stage occurs within the egg. So these guys don't even need a pond.
Wow.
And I expect that they'll take over the whole wide world here in the next 15 minutes.
All right. Well, Susan, that rings a bell, because I think somebody mentioned that on a show a few months ago. So thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Got a couple of tweets. Julia tweeted back and says, I know about the Texas Star at Fair Park, but there's another Ferris wheel in addition to the Texas Star. Wow. I had no idea. And someone else, Texas Pop Culture tweeted, says the Ferris wheel that was asked about is not the Texas Star. It's a new one. And I was also wondering about it. Well, now I'm wondering about it. What's the deal with the what's the deal with the new Ferris wheel? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. There's lots of tweets coming in. Jet says, I'd heard that Vision by Corningware exploded and people's hands are in the oven, and that's why it's hard to find. Again, this is what somebody heard or what somebody said on Twitter. So check it out before you make a decision. And a listener says, I'm looking for any game tournaments for the video game franchise Soul Calibur in the DFW area. And Scott has a 50-year-old Canon Canonet QL17 film camera that has a shutter that won't fire. Scott says, I've actually successfully used the camera with a single roll of film, but now it's stuck. Where can I get that repaired in the North Texas area? 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, and that's where we find Mark calling from Dallas. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just wanted to ask, does anybody know what fruit trees are good to grow in Dallas, like in your backyard, in the Dallas climate, and what season to plant them in?
Good questions. Well, I'm almost positive get an answer for you on that.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. And on the tree topic, let's go back to Chris calling from Plano. Hey, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have an answer for the Bodart tree, I believe. I'm an arborist who works in the area.
Yeah.
The Bodarts that are on properties here get too much water. Overwatering will severely curtail their growth and cause dieback and big limbs, especially after some construction damage with trees that are used to our regular climate without additional water.
And when you mean construction damage, you mean damage to the roots?
When the house is built.
Right.
They generally do some root damage. Tree roots are much more extensive than people are aware.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think a root system's the mirror of the canopy, and that can't be farther from the truth. Most of the roots are in the upper 24 inches of soil, and they can go up to 2 times the height of the tree away from the tree.
Mm. So pouring pathways or roads or foundations, things like that, really cut into the roots.
Any disturbance like that. And then people put in irrigation systems and trees that are used to just rainfall get overwatered severely. That's probably the biggest threat to trees in our area is too much water.
And so this particular situation with the Bodarks, or they're also called Osage Orange, I believe.
You're absolutely right.
And so it sounds like they're getting overwatered, do you?
sir.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for calling.
I have an answer to the fruit tree as well.
Oh, please, yeah.
Like, pomegranate seems to be the only fruit that thrives here. Most of your trees in the prunus, like cherry or peach or plum, only last a couple of years, 5 to 10. Apples, you have sporadic success with. Usually it's too hot for them here.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate the info.
All right. Thanks for taking it, and have a great day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Elaine and Keller. Hey, Elaine.
Hello.
Hi.
I have an answer for the woman who wanted a trainer for her deaf dog or dog. I didn't know whether it went deaf or was going deaf. Several years ago, I had taken a class in sign language at TCU. I had a German Shepherd, mm-hmm. and part of the play with her is I taught her sign language, very simple signs. First one was good girl. And when I got to the point where she was wagging her tail when I'd say it and then sign it, then I signed it, and she wagged her tail. I knew she understood. And then she got to be very old. She was 14 years old when she went deaf, and I was able to converse with her in sign language.
Oh, well, very good. Elaine, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
800-933-5372 is the place to call. Got time for a couple more calls, probably. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Randall did just that. It says Frame Destination at framedestination.com makes custom-sized frames. That's in response to our blanket framer, I believe. Philip says the white Ferris wheel at Fair Park is actually a new second Ferris wheel that the State Fair of Texas has added this year, in addition to the Texas Star. It's not as tall as the Texas Star, nor is it permanent, but it's located on the opposite side of the park near the main stage. So there is an answer to that one. So fantastic. Thanks so much. We also got an email to anything@kera.org from Andy, who says, to my knowledge, there is no 100% biodegradable toothbrush. The bristles contain some plastic, unless you use a pig's hair toothbrush, which can be found on Amazon. So a pig's hair toothbrush, although that's probably doesn't qualify as a vegan and biodegradable toothbrush, I would imagine. Let's see. We got a question from Karen, who wants to know, how does the bird's eye view camera on my car work? It has nothing to do with satellites because it shows my car and surroundings in my garage and other roofed areas. So Karen wants to know, how does that work? And let's see. Vivian wants to know if anyone knows how to paint vinyl wicker. She says, I've done it all from Krylon to other products recommended by Home Depot folks, but nothing works. The paint continues to chip off the wicker furniture. So does anybody know what kind of paint will stay on vinyl wicker? 800-933-5372. Time for a few more calls. As I mentioned, let's talk to Daryl in Lancaster. Hey, Daryl.
Hello. Yeah, I wanted to chime in about the tree thing, and when she took my call, that guy that was just talking was talking, so I don't know how much of this he touched on, but the bottom line is not just how far the roots go out, but it's how far the roots are in the ground. Almost every tree in Dallas-Fort Worth is planted too deep. If it looks like a telephone pole coming out of the ground, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. The top of the root flare is supposed to be exposed. That's what makes the tree strong. That's part of how it breathes. And if it's under the ground, what you get is girdling roots that circle around and slowly choke the tree off. So when you get a big, majestic tree that looks healthy as all get out, but one big wind blows it over right at the ground, it's because it was planted too deep. So it's called exposing the root flare. Now, there are some tree services that do this. There's a thing called an air spade that will remove the dirt from the flare. And in some cases, with some trees, to get it properly exposed, you end up making a bowl around the tree that goes quite deep until you've got enough root exposed. And, of course, you have to cut away any girdling roots. But it completely changes the health of the tree. There's a website where you can learn a lot more, which is dirtdoctor.com. And his library is free. Look up root flare and look up sick tree treatment.
Both of those are awesome pieces of information.
And that's the great Howard Garrett, I believe.
Yes.
Who runs that. So.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He really is.
Daryl, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Take care.
Up next, let's talk to Michael calling from Denton. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
So I'm just calling in. I heard a question about a shutter on a camera wasn't closing. There's a place in Denton called Camera Exchange, and they do old camera repairs, and they can probably help them out.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling.
No problem.
Let's get another fruit tree recommendation from Omar in Dallas. Hello, Omar.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Just an answer about the fruit tree.
Yeah.
I know figs do really well in Dallas. I have two big fig trees in my backyard that's probably about 20 feet tall now. They produce a lot of fruit, and they're amazing. And then nectarines do really well, too.
So how do you keep the squirrels from eating all of the unripe figs on your fig tree?
Well, some of them, they just kind of get to it.
Right.
And it's, for me, what I really just do is just pick the ones that they haven't gotten to.
You just get out there early, early every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and just, you know, or at sunset, just go and pick some and have like a big tray out and just pick them all. They grow a lot, so.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Hey, Omar, thanks so much for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Time, I think we can squeeze in maybe these last two folks. Let's talk to Fernando and Wiley. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, someone had called earlier about another giant Ferris wheel somewhere in the Metroplex. And I read an article a couple weeks ago about plans to build a giant Ferris wheel somewhere around the Trinity River. And they're saying that it's going to be around the same size as the Reunion Tower, which is pretty big. And it's going to be called the Texas Odyssey. I'm not sure when it's going to be built, but I'm thinking that's the question that one woman was asking about a giant Ferris wheel.
Great. Hey, yeah, that's it. She was asking about the new second Ferris wheel at the fair, but you're right. There has been talk of building a big attraction near downtown Dallas, a big Ferris wheel. So that's still being talked about. Thanks for calling.
All right, no problem.
And one more call. Let's talk to Graham in Fort Worth. Hello, Graham.
Hi there.
Yes.
I heard earlier someone call in and ask about how the bird's eye view cameras work in a car.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat the way it works. There are, of course, you know, like the backup camera that a lot of cars have. I'm pretty sure it's federally mandated now. But there are also various other cameras hidden around the car on the mirrors and in the front and stuff. And the computer will actually be able to merge those together into a sort of panoramic view and then look at it from what looks like a top-down perspective.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Graham.
You're welcome.
This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Alan Roberts. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. You can find our free podcast, as I mentioned before, at kera.org/anything or wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions at anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And thanks so much to each and every one of you for listening and for writing and calling in. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. We have a special show for you next week, but we'll be back live in 2 weeks. And until then, y'all be nice to each other.